הגזלה. Okay. Talking about returning, someone who stole has to return. I just learned the Gemara today. It says David HaMelech, Gemara Bava Metzia, then Bava Kama, David HaMelech asked, is he allowed to steal from the Jews to feed his animals and then pay them back from the Plishtim's stuff? So they told him, no, you can't steal in order to return. Okay, so let's learn about returning. If someone stole, he has to return. A ganav or a gazlan. Someone who's a ganav or a gazlan, like we learned earlier, that gavnav means someone who steals without anyone knowing, he's scared. Or gazlan, someone who steals. He's not afraid of anyone. The halacha is, the Torah teaches us that they have to return what they stole to the owners. Or, if there's no owners, to their what's called Yerushim?
Inheritors.
Okay. And if the people who stole, they themselves died, so the person, the owner, just could go to the inheritors of the people who stole, and they'll have to pay from the Yerusha. Okay? הגוזל קורה או חלקי חומרי בניין אחרים להשתמש בהן לבניין תקנו חכמים שלא חייב לפרק את שבנה למשלם את שוויה. Someone who stole a beam, he stole concrete, and now he built it into a house. He doesn't have to destroy the house in order to give a person back the beam. He has to give the worth of the beam or buy him another beam, whatever the person can. Someone who stole and he did tshuva and he's embarrassed and now go, listen, I stole from you 500 shekels, you know, here. He's embarrassed, you know, it's not a comfortable thing to do. So what should he do? He could do a business with the guy. Right? I want to buy that. The guy tells, I want to buy that from you, I want to pay extra. And he could put that into the, somehow into the thing. Or he could throw it into the house, or give it to someone to give him. Give him a gift for whatever.
Does it count that he returned it?
Yeah. Someone who stole less than a shave pruta, okay, less than something which is considered worth.
Or a shekel or something, right?
30 agorot, a shave pruta.
Let's say he's so poor, a loaf of bread or something.
A loaf of bread is not, it's worth a lot of money. 5 shekels. No, what is that? About 5 shekels?
10
shekels.
10
shekels? No, regular loaf of bread. 5 shekels, 6 shekels, 7 shekels. It's worth a lot of money. I said if someone stole, not a loaf of bread, he stole a slice of a loaf of bread.
Okay, slice of loaf of bread.
That already is not worth anything. Doesn't have a value of money. That you don't have to return. Someone stole a cup of water from someone. Yeah, how could he? You can't pay. How can you pay? 2 agorot, what am I going to give him? So you don't have to return it. It's the tshuva. You don't have to return the money. You return it. Then you have to return what it's worth. Now, if someone stole, okay, and then the value went down, he stole something which was worth. It was worth a shekel. The value went down. It's worth now 10 agorot. He has to return what it was stolen, the amount that it was when it was stolen, the value that it was when it was stolen. הגוזל את הרבים תשובתו קשה ויעשה בדמי הגזלה צורכי רבים לפי המקום והזמן. Someone who steals from the public, he stole from a קופת צדקה, I don't know, something. Okay. The halacha is, it's a very difficult תשובה, but he has to do תשובה and do with his money. No, he doesn't know who he stole from. He stole from the public. He has to take money that he thinks he stole, the amount that he thinks he stole, and do with it tzedakah of the public. Okay?
See people.
Okay. Not private, it's specific to the public thing.
Well, you stole something from the public, but you didn't realize you stole it afterwards.
You still have to return it.
Let's say an ATM.
Hmm?
But let's say you went into a bank and you realized later you still had their pen in your pocket.
Yeah.
Their pen. You have to return it.
Okay, so you return it, like, I'm sorry.
That's not from the public, that's private. You go in, you put it down, you go leave. You don't have to.
Oh, okay.
No, no, no. Public is from the public.
Oh, okay.
Something which is not private.
Okay.
A bank is a private. It's private. The owners own it.
Okay.
Specific owners own it. Public. A soup kitchen is public.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Agozer meichad na'avav ne'adam. Someone stole from someone, but there was four people there. He doesn't know who he stole from. This Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. What does he do? What does he return it to? Problem is that each one there says, no, it was stolen from me. Those 50 shekels were mine. Each one says that it was his. He only stole from one person. What is he going to do? Give each one 50 shekels?
Split
up between the four. So those people who stole, who claim that it was stolen from them, they have to do a shvua and beis din, that they make a shvua that it was stolen from them. If they all made a shvua, he has to return to all of them. Now, if he stole from one of four, now all four of them say, maybe it was from me, I'm not sure exactly. All four, no one knows exactly. So he takes 50 shekels, put it in front of them, and he walks away. Let them kill each other. Huh? Suvas also? It's from Mitzia.
This is about a claim of women with the
like
the
kasubas
or something, they say.
I'm not sure. You gave me if a kid stole under 13, if the object is still around, he has to return it. And if not, he's patur even when he gets older, after 13 he's not chayav to return it. Okay. It's good that he returns it when he's old, just as a way of tshuva, but this is not obligated. No one could come and demand the money from him.
His parents aren't obligated to
anything. They're, of course not. Mm-hmm. Even when someone returns something that he stole, he still has to ask forgiveness from them that he stole from them. Okay, and if someone's embarrassed, right, so we said he could send money with someone. If this is someone stole from you, he's embarrassed to return it, and he's asking forgiveness from you. That's what you have to do. Now, if you lend someone your hammer, and then you go to him for whatever, he's sitting in his house, and you see the hammer, you're not allowed to take it without telling the balabais, taking it back. Unless you ask him a few times ready to return it, he's not, then you're allowed to go and take it without any...
But if he stole your hammer, you see, you can take it back.
Kebetach. Someone who something was stolen from him or something was lost from him, also we know it's good to give tzedakah and say Nishmat Rav Meir Balanes and say Amar Rav Binyamin Hakol B'Chazkas Tumin Ad Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Meir Et Einein. We could say in English also, and learn from the pasuk Vayikach Hashem Et Einei Terev HaRachamim. There's a sentence to say Amar Rav Binyamin. Rav Binyamin said, everyone is considered blind, can't see anything, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and opens their eyes. Like we see in the Pasuk by Ishmael and Hagar, that she didn't have water, and Hashem opened her eyes and she saw water. She saw the well of water, the water well. Okay? So you say that sentence, and it's as good as to find what you've lost or what was stolen from you. I'll tell you, I was in Costa Rica a few years ago, doing shlichut over there, and there was a guy staying by us. He was working by us, staying by us. He wasn't so religious. He put in tefillin. He wasn't so religious. And I remember we had a bike, a motorbike, small, like a tustus kaze, and we lost the key. You know what to do. It was in the grass. The grass there is full of, first of all, it's a big area, and second of all, it's full of those
snakes.
No snakes over there. There was biting ants.
Fire ants?
It's like fire ants. They bite you. I don't know. They're very small, but they bite you. It's very unpleasant. Okay, so. And now, what do we do now? So I told him, you want to find it? Said, yeah. I said, say after me. Amal Binyamin, give me a coin, Zaka. Give me a coin, Zaka. I said, now say Amal Binyamin. And he looked down and was right there in front of his eyes. It was unbelievable. It was a big area of grass. But it works all the time. We do it. And if we don't find it, I tell my wife, so it's not here. If it's here, we'll find it. It's not here. So. So a little bit alachot of hashavat avedah. There's a mitzvah of hashavat avedah, returning a lost object. Okay. Avedah sheyesh ba siman. If someone finds an object, a lost object, you could see that it was lost, yeah? Which has a siman, that wasn't hidden, it wasn't hiding under a staircase, it was lost. And you see that there's no siman on it. The mitzvah that's there, the mitzvah, to collect, to take it home. And to take care of it, and to return it to the owners, yeah? And someone who sees a lost object, and he ignores it, he's over on a mitzvah lo ta'aseh. Okay, there's a pasuk.
But what if it's like, you're walking by like the bus stop and you see, like a scarf. How are you supposed to take that scarf home? Or, like, to me, like, I go back and try to find that scarf. Like, if I lost that scarf, let's say, somebody lost the scarf. So, are you over on that? You pass it? I should take it
if
home.
It has a siman, if it has a siman.
No siman, so just a regular, let's say,
it's not black, so it's not a steam, and you can take it home and keep it. And even if he took it home, and then he decided, I'll use it to return it. So once you lift it up, it's in your hands.
Right.
Sometimes you're patur from the mitzvah. We'll learn all these things. Okay. So,
gross down by touching it. It's like all dirty and everything.
Let's see all the halachot. Now we
bring
all the halachot. Huh?
That could be the siman.
Dirty is not a siman. Someone who finds lost object and has no siman on it, or he has a siman, but he found it in a place where the people are walking around there. Most of the people are not Jews, or even if they're Jews, they don't care for the mitzvah of Hashavas Avedah. Okay. He found it after the owners know that it was lost from them. Okay. Or something that the right. And anything you know that the owners are despair from that, okay, you could take it for yourself. So if you walk between you walk here in the streets here in Kvish Echad and you see something, you could take it. Okay? Even if it has a siman. How come? Arabs are walking back and forth here, all kinds of people. No one cares. They take it. So the person who lost it, so it depends. If it's something that a person will realize right away, like say I found my brother-in-law found this the neck thing, the
tie or
a scarf? It's like a scarf. The chamtzava. I asked the rabbi, he said, in the winter you found it? Yeah, you could take it. Why? A few minutes later, the guy realized, for sure. It's winter, it's cold out, it's freezing.
Right.
So he probably dropped it from his hand. He didn't realize, he probably needs it in a few minutes. And then, anyways, there's no siman, so I was able to take it. But even if it had a siman. If it has a name on it, it's a different story. If it has a name.
A
no, if it has a name. Okay. Even if the person is, yeah, it's more than a siman. A name is more than a siman. You have to go find the person, that's his name. Unless his name is Avram Cohen, so then you know.
No, but if you have a 2-dot Sahut number in it, or a telephone number.
Yeah, it's
a number I've got once. You know.
Anonymous or with a picture?
No, picture, but like with, you know, the name. So I looked at it in the phone book, and there's like 12.
So you called
them. So I called them all. Like, did you lose a Ravka? So I finally get down to the last one. She's like, yeah, lost it. Like, do you want it back? So she didn't come for like 3 months. So I kept it for her. Like, you know, like I called him, like, do you want it? It's like, yeah, whatever. I don't need it so much. I don't travel so often. Like, so I kept it because, you know, they had it. Yeah, it might have rides on it. So it's fine. She called me one day. Okay, now I'll come pick it up.
It's for the right
that. I was like, but I tried. I called these people. I was like, are you this person? Like, yeah. I was like, did you lose a Rav Kav? Like, I don't know. I was like, do you look like this? You know, are you wearing a temple in the picture? Of this?
So, yes, I know. If there's a siman in the Aveda itself and a lost Avik, there's a sign on it that you could see it someone's. Yeah, someone could say, I know that it has a certain siman on it that it's mine. Or the place where it was found is also considered a siman. It's an odd place. Okay?
Right.
It's also a siman. So then, you have to announce. You have to announce that the found object, whoever lost it, call me. What happens if no one comes? We'll see later. It's machloket.
Depends on the item, right? Okay.
Also, we'll see soon later about if you find something in a like a yeshiva or in a shul. There's different stories.
The Shkumar with the Bava Mitzvah also discusses when you when you announce it. You announce it on the market days.
Yeah. Bava Mitzvah. Yeah, Bava Mitzvah. Yeah, I didn't learn it. It's an Elul Mitzvah. Okay, if he found something which is not worth Shavaputa, it's not Shavaputa, you're allowed to take it to yourself. You don't have to return it to anyone. Okay. FM Motov, Vesela. Yeah, but if you're walking in the street and you see a few plastic stick cups together. Then you realize a few years later another bunch.
Yeah.
The alone each little bit is not worth Shavaputa, but together they are worth. You have to. Then you have to return that. So that's halacha for today. A little bit short.